Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. I am the living bread that came down from heaven, says the Lord. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Alléluia, Alléluia. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a desert place here. He said to them, give them some food yourselves. They replied, 5 loaves and 2 fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people. Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to the disciples, have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he said a blessing over them, broke them and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. 2 bread and 5 fish. There is more than 5,000 people. It's prelude for the Last Supper. On the Last Supper, Jesus consecrated bread and wine into his body and blood. It's a sign that he doesn't want to leave us alone. Of course, with the Holy Spirit, he accompanying us. Even more tangible way, the body of Christ, just to ascertain us that he will never leave us alone. That's what St. Paul says today. It's not I live, but Christ lives in me. Thank you, Jesus, given us to share his life. So that whenever there's difficulties, just remind ourselves, he is with us. He stays with us. So let us live up to this gift of his body and blood, whatever we do, like himself, for the greater glory of God, together with Christ, we bless the people, give a helping hand to people who are in need of our help. We are not alone. Jesus lives in us. This is what St. Paul says, today is not I live, but Christ lives in me. Thank you, Jesus. You share your life with us. Let us always remind ourselves, we are not alone. We are always in you. You are always in us. Thank you, Jesus.